think I need to come up with a name for you guys, because I want to start the podcast and say, hello, Lunt Nation, or something like that, but that's so fucking stupid. I'm always changing this introduction, the music, the way I come in and introduce myself, all this stuff. Do I need something that's more uniform, more consistent? I don't know. Anyway, hello. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2017, and I love saying that day because it's my birthday today. I was born on this day in 1986, and I turned 31 today. So happy birthday to me. I'm going to be heading into Manhattan shortly, so I wanted to record this early in the day, get it out of the way, edit it so I can enjoy my night and go get fucking belligerent with my friends in the city. We're just gonna go get a happy hour somewhere. For me, my birthday is not about throwing some big bash and making like things all about me and kind of like this massive celebration. It's just like I just want as many people around me that I love as possible, especially when I come home for the holidays. It's so great to see all my friends and my family. This is probably going to be a pretty small one because it's in the middle of the week and not everybody's home yet because we're still 5 days before Christmas, but I am going to get to see a bunch of my homies that I miss and I'm looking forward to it. So here I am. It's 1:22 in the afternoon in Connecticut and I'm in my parents' house. I'm actually still in bed because I'm still on West Coast time, so it's like 10 a.m. So I slept in a little bit here. And my house is kind of crazy right now. The water, like a pipe burst or something last night. So I got home last night. I was at my friend's house till about 1 in the morning. And I got home. My parents were both sleeping, but my dad had sent me a text about how there was no water and to like not flush the toilet and not do all this stuff. And I come in and like there's a bucket underneath the ceiling in this certain spot in the kitchen. It's like full of water. And there's leak coming from the ceiling. There's a sign on the toilet, do not flush. There's a bowl of water next to my sink so that I can use that to, you know, wash up and brush my teeth and get ready for bed. And it just reminds you to be more grateful for the things you have. Like running water is not something that we should be taking for granted. I mean, it's just become such a significant part of life in the United States and as humans, but shut that off for a second and you realize how vulnerable you really are. You know, I was waking up in the middle of the night with a dry throat, as you can probably hear right now. I may or may not have had a few beers yesterday and I didn't have any water to drink. And it's just like, you know, I debated going to the gas station at like 6 in the morning, a couple blocks away, just to get some water. And, yeah, man, it's just little things like that. Like when you're, you know, when your electricity goes off and there's a storm and stuff and you're just like, fuck, like you feel helpless. So just be grateful today. Be grateful for, you know, the fact that you're indoors and you're probably, you know, at work or on your way to work or going to meet people that you love or somewhere where there's electricity and just be appreciative of a couple of little things today and, try and make that a practice every day. So anyways, yesterday was an interesting day in the world of crypto, and I don't want to go too deep into it because my head is just kind of spinning. I think about this shit all day, every day. So the last thing I honestly want to do is get on here and just talk more about it. But I just did want to document something that happened yesterday where Bitcoin Cash got put onto Coinbase. So, you know, for those of you new to the crypto scene, some of you have signed up. Some of you have thought about signing up for buying some Bitcoin or some Ethereum or some Litecoin. And most Americans do that through Coinbase, which is a huge exchange right here in the United States. And there's been a lot of talk about them adding additional cryptocurrencies to trade. Right now, they only offer the big three. And yesterday, randomly, at like 6:30 p.m. on a Tuesday, they just threw Bitcoin Cash up there, which is kind of a sketchy crypto to begin with. It's run by some guys who are just not well liked in the community. They've kind of got this reputation for pushing it, their currency, Bitcoin Cash, as like this marketing ploy, stealing the Bitcoin name kind of, and creating a currency that is mostly there to make them money. They own a website, bitcoin.com, and when you sign up there for a wallet, they actually automatically create Bitcoin Cash for you instead of Bitcoin. So everybody on Twitter kind of just tools on them. And the guy who's the face of it, Roger Ver, is just not a likable character in the way that he goes about his business and his interviews. And so when Coinbase threw Bitcoin Cash up there unannounced as the fourth currency, shit kind of just went crazy, and they had inflated prices and their sell button was disabled, and it just kind of all came at everyone really quickly, and the price spiked up like 150% in like 10 minutes. And I think they were trying to like artificially inflate the market. There was just a lot of sketchy shit going on in the way that it was introduced. And it sent the market kind of a frenzy yesterday. It's since pretty much recovered and just found a baseline. But I think later today, Roger Ver is going on CNBC, and they're going to announce that Bitcoin Cash is on Coinbase on TV. So they may do another kind of like pump and dump little thing that they did last night. So, I mean, there's millions, if not, you know, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars being made on these pump and dump efforts where people with a lot of money and influence and power can, you know, inflate the market or manipulate the market to their liking and take big profits. So as someone who's very bullish on crypto as a whole, you really hate to see Coinbase getting involved with coins like this, or at least, you know, in this manner, the way that they kind of just threw it up there and caused this chaotic scene and didn't really have, you know, the proper means for people to trade it as it was all going down. Coinbase is really at the forefront of the US public getting involved in Bitcoin and in crypto. So, you know, I just don't like to see them tied to shit like this. And, you know, there's people already filing class action lawsuits and things like that. So, you know, this is something I suppose that's going to continue to happen, where we're going to hit these little mini bumps in the road. And this one hasn't really even materialized yet, but, you know, there will be some sort of correction that comes probably sometime in 2018. And it may be a combination of things, you know, just a slew of bad news. It may be Coinbase getting in trouble. It may be Bitfinex, which is a exchange in China, getting in trouble. They've had some things going on. I'm trying to mentally prepare myself for something like that, because over the last 3 weeks, I've done very well in crypto, as have most people that are involved. And I'm starting to get a bit of a big head. I can feel it. It's a space right now that's tough to lose money. Bitcoin has been kind of just sitting there doing nothing. But if you're invested in any of the other altcoins, you've pretty much made a shitload of money over the past 2 or 3 weeks. And so I want to make sure I'm keeping a solid foundation in my strategy and in my temperament, because it's really easy to start thinking that you're the shit when everything's going up. It's tough to really make any big mistakes. But what about when shit starts going down? What are you going to do? How are you going to feel? Are you prepared for this? And so that's something that I've been thinking about lately, as some of these seeds get planted of maybe potential bad news down the line. You know, make sure that you're in a stable place with where your money's allocated and also with where your headspace is at. Having said all that, I'm still very, very bullish, obviously, on where we're going with this. There's so much money and so much opportunity with all this blockchain technology to be made and to be had over the next few years at the minimum. And we're really just still on the ground floor, so you have to expect some hiccups along the way. And I'm still fairly new in the game. I'm like 4 months in, 5 months in, and I've yet to go through a bear market. So anyway, I'm gonna keep this one kind of short, just because I do still have to edit it and put it up and then hop on a train to New York to meet my friends for happy hour. It's always so weird on my birthday because no one ever remembers it, because I'm not on Facebook, and that's kind of like the culture that we live in now. So, you know, I got like a couple of texts this morning from people on LinkedIn, because I guess that they posted there and I'm still there. But they were like not my friends. It was like an old coworker who didn't even work at my job. We outsourced this company in India that would do like a lot of our bitch work for us. And like this guy from India is like wishing me, you know, good health and everything. And then one of my ex's dads reached out and said happy birthday. that's pretty much where I'm at this morning. And my dad poked his head in my room and actually gave me a happy birthday. So my cousin texted me and called me a dick and not happy birthday. So there's that. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm always interested to see who remembers. And I don't hold it against anybody because how the fuck would you remember? I don't remember anyone else's birthday. And I love all you guys. So this is the reliance on Facebook that we all have now to remember this special day every year. And I'm going to go enjoy mine. So thank you guys for listening. I love you very much. And I will talk to you next Thursday. Peace out.
Make no mistake. Listen, it's the life that I was chosen for. All I prayed for was an open door. I've been rich, I've been broke before I seen the floor. You try to put me in a box, I box out like before. And fuck being indecisive, now I'm so for sure. And fuck Trump, it's like, what the fuck we voted for? And most of y'all should probably party less and focus more. And if that line resonates, you probably who I wrote it for. Where will I go from here? IDK, they want me to architect Rome in a day. Juice knew I was greatness when he looked at me. Right away, I made platinum records that'll never see the light.